As the son of a sailor, I went out on the sea for adventure, expanding the view of the captain and crew like a man just released from indentation.
Back on Downtown, it's time for a message in the bottle brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company at 86 Hammond Street in Bangor. Eric Meehan joins us. Hello there, Eric.
Hi. Wow. I just had the strangest thing happen. I don't know what that song was, but it was the son of a sailor man. I'm like, I'm the son of a sailor man. That's kind of funny.
That's why I played it there. Little Jimmy Buffett for you.
Speaking of which, support your local immigrants, because that sailor man was an immigrant.
Yes.
I wouldn't be here if it weren't for him. We're all here. Come on.
Well, I saw you taking a last boat ride of the summer, and that inspired me.
Well, that's funny you say that, because she wrote that, and I was like, but the boat's still in the water. What are you doing? Like, I'm going back out. Eric and I are going fishing, and then I'm like, maybe she just meant summer.
Yeah, that's what she meant.
I literally had a moment of panic. I'm like, no, we're not pulling the docks now, are we? Like, was I not informed? Really, I had a panic attack. But hey, I hope everybody has been enjoying the start of football season. I hope everybody enjoyed watching the Giants quarterback this past weekend. And you're going to say, Eric, they didn't play. No, I mean either my beloved Drew or my beloved Shador. either of which is going to look great in blue and red. Now, moving on from that, there's hope.
No, yes.
For this season. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the more pertinent, popular segments of this series. This is where we hit Central Italy. And Central Italy, of course, is home to Tuscany, where so many of you, if you've visited Italy, have chosen to visit. It is by leaps and bounds the most visited part of Italy by the citizens of the United States. That said, there is much more to Central Italy, but what I like to sort of focus on is that there are two main grapes, and we'll hit some of the other ones as well, but the main grape that everybody sort of knows when they come back and they're like, yeah, I was in Chianti, because of course you were, because the region of Chianti stretches just south of Florence, which is obviously one of the more visited cities in all of Italy by everybody. So the main grape of Tuscany, and indeed of the entire area we're going to talk about, at least main grape A, is the grape Sangiovese. We'll talk about that in a second. And then the other main grape is Montepulciano. And we're going to talk about that in a second in a couple of different ways. But we will start actually let's quickly talk the geography of Italy before I get into this. The Apennine Mountains stretch, they basically what's called the spine of Italy. And so you can sort of picture that Italy is sort of divided in two. And on one side, it runs towards the Mediterranean. On the other, it runs towards the Adriatic. And it's also important to remember that Italy was not unified as Italy until fairly recently in contextual history, and it is mostly made up of little provinces that all sort of think of themselves as individualized provinces. The grapes, however, being grapes, and being that they were all naturally, of course, you know where I'm going with this, spread by the Greeks, then the Romans, etc. They share some commonalities regardless of what side of the Apennines they're on. So we're going to actually start up in Emilia-Romagna, which claims to be the birthplace of the Sangiovese grape. Emilia-Romagna is, of course, home to Parma, where Parmigiano-Reggiano, the great cheese, is from. Of course, Prosciutto di Parma, the wonderful dry-cured ham. It's also home to Bologna, right? And it is also known, especially beyond Sangiovese, for the frothy red wine called Lambrusco, which is slightly tannic and goes great with fatty foods like prosciutto di Parma and Parmigiano Reggiano and all the wonderful things that you have it on. So no coincidence there. But they do claim to be the birthplace of Sangiovese. Oh, and I forgot to mention Sangiovese, thought to mean the blood of Jove, also known as Jupiter and Zeus. Sangiovese, which is sort of a good indicator of how important it is to their wine scene, if you're calling it literally the blood of the god, or, you know, gods, plural, that were around then. You take my meaning. Anyway, Sangiovese is a grape thought to date to at least the Etruscans, which I have down here in my notes as 750 BC, though the first documented reference is indeed in Tuscany in 1590. Sangiovese, again, as I said, starts sort of in Emilia Romagna, and then across from that and slightly south is where we do find Tuscany. So Tuscany on the coastline of the Mediterranean. The region of Chianti, which lies, as I said, south of Florence, north of Siena, which is another fairly popular tourist destination. The region of Chianti itself is divided into several different sub-regions, Chianti Classico being the most famous, but other ones you've probably heard of, Chianti Rufina, Chianti Colisanese, for instance. And then more towards the coast, you get some more kind of fun hinterland areas where they also grow things like Cabernet, Syrah, Merlot, and make what we know as super Tuscans. And often Sangiovese will be included in those as well. Sangiovese also runs a little bit more south into the only region in Italy that actually has no coastline. That is the region of Umbria. This is the first region that I ever actually got to know in person, because I went over to the city of Spoleto to sing. But it's wonderful, beautiful hill country where they also grow Sangiovese, as well as the wonderful red grape Sagrantino. Now, you once again recross the mountains back to the Adriatic coast, and you come across the region of the Marche. The Marche grows not Sangiovese, but this is where we start to see the grape Montepulciano, which is the second part of this, and I know I only have a couple minutes left, so I want to touch on this. Now, Montepulciano versus Montepulciano is fairly important. There is a city in Tuscany called Montepulciano, and that is a place where they grow the Sangiovese grape that we were just talking about. But there is also Montepulciano the grape, which they grow on the Adriatic coast, and that is where we are going now. So Montepulciano d'Abruzzo, the favorite Tuesday night pizza wine, that is Montepulciano the grape from the southerly region of Abruzzo, but the city of Montepulciano in Tuscany grows Sangiovese. So there you go. I've confused you enough. Rich, where am I at? 30 seconds?
No. You have all the time. You need 2 minutes. 2 minutes if you need it.
We'll see where we go.
Okay.
I'll still talk fast like I always do. So now we're in the Marche, which is directly across from Tuscany, but it's on the shores of the Adriatic. This is where you start to see the Montepulciano red grape, and that it is sometimes a little bit mixed with Sangiovese, but there's really not. That's not what we're here to talk about. As you stretch down the Adriatic, you do, as I say, come to the region of Abruzzo, which is just sort of the last part of central Italy. Abruzzo, literally right across from Rome. If anyone has probably flown into Rome, you've either visited it or you had to fly in there to go other places. So that is how far south we're talking about. And just really quickly, in Rome, in the region of Lazio, you have Sangiovese, but you also have a wonderful grape called Cesenese, which is sort of plummy and wonderful, and we should talk about that at some point in the future. There's just so much variety, so I encourage you to go visit other parts besides just that little stretch between Florence and Siena and see the rest of central Italy. Next week, we'll talk southern Italy, and in the meantime, I'm predicting a 1-16 season. Maybe the Saints.
Well, they don't play the Patriots, do they?
I don't even remember. Yeah. I have no hope.
I'm sorry.
But if I were the Saints, I wouldn't have any hope either. So there you go. We're battling it out.
Woo.
Drew or Shador.
All about the future, baby.
It's all about the future, baby. All right.
Happy happy sailing next time you get out there.
All righty.
Thanks, Eric.
Cheers.
Eric Meehan, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company. Message in the Bottle every week right here on Downtown.